Thank you and good afternoon. A California Highway Patrol officer remains in the hospital being treated for serious injuries, and another man is dead following a violent altercation on Highway 299 outside of Willow Creek early this morning. According to CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey, the officer was responding to a report of a single vehicle collision on Highway 299. When he reached the scene and contacted the driver, the CHP says the officer was attacked and found himself in a life-threatening situation. The officer shot and killed the suspect and was later taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The critical incident response team, along with investigators from the CHP's Northern Command, have opened an investigation into the incident. The suspect has been identified, but Matt Harvey says his name will not be released at this time.
What we can say about the suspect is that the suspect is a white male adult. Because of the ongoing investigation, there's a whole lot that we need to look into on the suspect, the reason for the initial attack, and a lot of other things that will become more apparent to us as the investigation goes on. And because of that, we're not ready to release the suspect's name.
There are no other details about the initial collision, the weapon used, or any items found at the scene. The officer has not been named, and we will provide more details as they become available. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department continue their investigation into the death of a 14-year-old Arcata boy who was found lying in the street on Wednesday morning. A resident in the neighborhood called 911 around 8:20 to report there was a man who appeared to need assistance, and when officers arrived at the scene, they found the boy suffering from suspected stab wounds. Captain Brian Stevens said that there have been no suspects identified and that it's unclear where and how the victim suffered his fatal wounds. Stevens also said at this time there are no witnesses to the event that led to the victim's wounds and that detectives are still in the early stages of the investigation. An autopsy has been scheduled for Friday to determine a cause of death. Anyone with information about the boy or what led to his death is asked to contact Eureka Police. A Be On the Lookout was issued today by the California Highway Patrol in regards to a stolen red 2005 Mazda that was taken from a Shell gas station in Redway last week. The suspect is an adult white male in his mid-20s, he is 5'11", and was wearing khaki pants, a gray shirt, and brown shoes at the time of the vehicle theft. Video surveillance caught the suspect taking the vehicle's keys inside the Shell gas station store and subsequently drove off with the Mazda. In the late hours Tuesday night, the city of Rio Del swore in three council members to serve on the Rio Del City Council. Gordon Johnson is returning to the city council. He was first appointed in 2012 to replace R.L. Leonard, who retired from the council due to medical issues. Deborah Garnes is a newcomer to the Rio Del City Council. She has a background in hazardous waste management and ran a small business for 7 years. Also new to the council is Tim Marks. He will take the seat that his wife Melissa Marks vacated after serving 8 years on the city council. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wednesday morning in Lolita, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant in the 300 block of Lolita Drive that led to the arrest of six suspects who are possibly connected to illegal drug activity in Mexico. 24-year-old Rolando Caño Becerra was standing at the rear of a two-story residence on Lolita Drive when he saw some task force agents approaching the residence. He attempted to flee towards his parked vehicle, but not before the surveillance team apprehended him. Caño Becerra was found to be in possession of $9,000 in cash and 58 grams of suspected cocaine that he dropped during his attempted escape. His vehicle also contained 3/4 pounds of meth and hydrocodone pills. A complete search of the two-story house was conducted, and five additional suspects were detained. A search of the house turned up 4 pounds of marijuana, 10 additional grams of cocaine, and a 12-gauge shotgun that was hidden in the ceiling of the laundry room. Additional evidence found at the scene included items possibly linking the suspects to illegal drug connections in Mexico, including a gold-colored emblem with the words El Cartel engraved. All six suspects were arrested and booked for possession for sale, and transportation of controlled substances. Following reports from the CDC regarding the expected severity of this flu season, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services want to reiterate the importance of getting vaccinated. The Department of Health and Human Services are offering flu vaccinations at its public health clinic in Eureka. You can only receive these vaccinations by calling the health clinic and making an appointment by phone. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.